Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good, the Lord is wonderful, the Lord is kind, God is so awesome, and we're thankful to God for another day's journey. Today is day six, day six of our 40-day sojourn together. Thank you all for joining us on this journey as we are marching, amen, toward our 40 days of fasting and prayer on today. Amen. All right, I'm going to get right to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from 1 John, 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, and I want to read verses 1, 2, and 3. I encourage you in your own personal private time with God that you would read the entire chapter, third chapter, 1 John 3. It will bless your life. Here begins the reading of God's word. And I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and that we will be what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when God Christ appears, We shall be like him, Lord, get done that. And we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Word of God for people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about we versus me. We versus me. Beloved, at the time of this writing, the Apostle John was addressing the fractured nature of the church. Many people were peeling off from their belief in Jesus Christ. There were many that believed in Jesus, but they did not believe in divinity of Jesus. There were many in the church that believed that Jesus exists, but many were falling away in their belief in him being the Son of God. And so many people were split over doctrine. Many people were split over their fundamental beliefs, and believers were going through a major identity crisis. But John takes the time to address the remnant who remain, and he says to the remnant, it is good that you remain together, because as you hold together, he shares that the glue that keeps the church together is God's love for us. His love binds us into one family as children of the Most High God. Thus, love is not just love for the past, or the love of God is not just love for the future, but this is love for the present time as well. And what John was referring to, and what John was imploring, is that for those that have left and peeled off and peeled away, that it's not about the singular individual in Christianity. It's not just about me alone, but it's about we together. So the relevant question this morning is, what are the signs that show us that it's better to have we versus me? And what does it mean to be a part of the we? What does it mean to be a part of the we? We versus me. Well, beloved, there are three quick things I want to lift up out of this text that I think will be an encouragement to the remnant that remains the we. First of all, beloved, we are called children of God And that's who we are. We are called children of God. And that's who we are. Look at verse 1. Verse 1 says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God." And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Boy, what a mouthful in this one verse. So the reality is, beloved, God has lavished love on us because of his love. Then we are called children of God. And that's not just what we're called by name, children of God, but God also emphatically lets us know the writings of John that that's also who we are. That is our nature. That is our nature. So the we of who we are as children of God gives us our name, and the we of who we are gives us our nature. And this is why the world cannot identify with the we. Oh my God, I wish I had time. The world cannot identify with we because the world does not know the love that God has given us. The world does not know the name or nature of the children of God. The world does not know us. It is the fact that they never knew him. The world, because the world does not know Jesus and know God, and that we are the children of God, and that we have the name and nature of God, the world can never identify with us. And beloved, we're living in a time where there's a fracture here, fracture there. People who are purporting a certain level or form of Christianity that never lines up with the name and nature of who God has called us to be. It's about God's love and God's love for us. It's about God's love and not about individual perspectives or individual preferences. It's about we. We are the children of God. We are. That is who we are. But there's more here, beloved. Second thing I want to show you is that not only are we called the children of God, and that is who we are. Second thing is, we know when he appears, we will be like him. We know when he appears that we shall be like him. Look at verse 2. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Here's a breakdown of what this means. We know when he appears, we will be like him. We will see him, and we will be like him. It's all about the see and the be for the we. We shall see him. And when we see him, we will be like him. Listen, like any child, when we see God the Father, every child of God who is linked to the Lord by love that has been lavished on us, we will, as children of God, marvel at what we see through God the Father. Just as every child marvels at their parent, as their parent takes care of them and looks out for them and covers them and keeps them. And so we marvel at the fact when we see the Father that we are his children. And then not only do we marvel at what we see, but we also marvel at who we will be. We will also be like God. This is the promise of an eternal change due to God's eternal love. Every child watch this, and I'm moving on. Every child marvels at the fact that as you mature and get older, there are aspects of who you are that remind you and connect you to the family, to the parents that birthed you. I hear it all the time. You look like your dad. You sound like your dad. You know, I have my father's name. The reality is, beloved, there are eternal changes that we shall not only see as way of reflection in the when we see God, but also, beloved, there are eternal changes that will be because of the eternal love of Almighty God. Hallelujah. We will see him and we will be like him. The seeing and the being is because of who we are. Here's the final thing, beloved, the me versus we. Remember now the fractured nature of the church at this moment in this writing of the Apostle John. Everybody was running off and running away because they were persecuting Christians during this time. But here's the final thing I want you to see, that our identity through hope connects us to the intercession in heaven. Our identity through hope connects us to the intercession in heaven. All right, let me quickly break this down. Look at verse 3. Verse 3 says, all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. All right, here's how the first three verses, the third verse in particular, sums everything up that we just talked about in the me versus we. Beloved, what we need to understand is that Jesus continually makes intercession on our behalf, on behalf of the believing we, that we are not alone, and that we are never alone in becoming what God expects of us to be. So the blessing through this is that we have, beloved, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the ability through Christ. Now, I don't want to make you think like you can purify yourself. That is not what the text is saying. It says all who have this hope in him purifies themselves. In other words, it's more about our connection to God and the eternal and internal work that Christ does through us. In other words, because of his resurrection, we have then an identity through hope, and we have a connection to eternal intercession in heaven. In other words, it's the same Jesus that has gone to be at the right hand of the Father that is connecting us all together. And here's the blessing, beloved, that the same Christ who was resurrected for the we is the same Christ who can be made available for the world. Our exposure in being sanctified by the truth and being brought together through this hope in Jesus Christ is not for us alone. It is for the we to go forward and evangelize the world. Oh, I wish I had time. It's all in here in 1 John chapter 3. Read it when you get a chance. It's not that the we becomes of its own self in receiving the truth. It's because the we is the remnant that has received the love of God, so that because of the same Jesus that makes intercession for us, we then can go out and evangelize the world. God loved us so that we can love them and try our best to win souls for Christ. We versus me. All right, let's pray quickly. I got caught up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come grateful and thankful this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that we are a part part of being the children of God, that you continue to lavish love on us. And not only are we called the children of God, but we are in nature the children of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you continue to bless us with the eternal hope of what is to come. But we know that when you appear, we will be like him. That what we see is what we will be. And so we are grateful, God, for the fact that you love us enough that we are called your children. And that one day we will marvel at the fact that we will see you just as you are. And then thank you, Lord God, that you continue through hope to help purify us, sanctify us, Lord God, and keep us in all our ways that we might be pure just as you are pure. But you're doing it for a purpose and a reason, Lord. And that purpose and reason is so the we that we are can reach out to the world and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, use us for your service and your glory. God, thank you for making us the we. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. God be praised. Thank you all. If you prayed that prayer with me, then it's not about me, but it's about we. We will see him and be just like him. Take that word with you, Lord. Be blessed on today, on day 6. I look forward to talking to you in the morning. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.